Hey folks, this is John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I would typically record right here in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. But then coronavirus shut our schools down and we are working from home. So no more car and no more driving to work. That means instead of weekly podcasts every Monday, I'm doing daily podcasts to talk about things to be bite-sized and practical, to keep you focused, keep you engaged, keep you excited. And just figuring out a best way to do this new normal of teaching from home, which for many of us, it's not electronic teaching, it's emergency teaching, and it's very, very different. And as an educator, this is not what we signed up for. Everyone, you know, is doing the best they can with duct tape and spit. So I wanted to provide whatever resources I can here as an instructional coach, as an author, as a speaker, a presenter. I find as a teacher, I hate when people waste my time, waste my money. So each week I try to give as much as I can away for free right here on the podcast, about 10 to 15 minutes every day. Today I want to talk about Teacher Appreciation Week. In fact, all week long we'll talk about different ways to appreciate the teachers in our buildings and appreciate your colleagues, your staff, your coworkers, your loved ones. And we'll talk about that in different forms and fashions with little micro examples each week. But first things first, if you do like the podcast and want to hear more of it, head to your favorite podcasting website. I guess, what do they call them? Apps or stores. Head to iTunes or head to iTunes Podcast or Spotify or Anchor, wherever you're listening, and leave a comment, leave a like, leave a rating. That's awesome. It helps other people find the podcast, which is great. If you want to talk further with me, shoot me a message. I'm on Twitter at MeehanEDU. That's Meehan like my last name and EDU like teaching. Love teaching. I want to get better at it. So talking to other teachers helps me get better at it. We are stronger together for sure. And last but not least, I have a website, which is www.adrenalinerush.com. That's adrenaline with an E, like educational adrenaline. I have a bunch of templates and resources and open source things. Take them, borrow them, use them, steal them, change them, and change the world. Let me know how they go. And I have all my social media stuff there, links and blah, 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 blah. I also have a book, Adrenaline Rush, which is all about game-changing student engagement, inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. If that sounds like something you're interested in, getting kids excited to learn is a good thing. So how can we do that more, even if we're not in the building? But today I'm not talking about kids. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about teachers. I'm talking about educators. And if you're an administrator, I'm talking to you guys as well. The work that we do matters. I say it in the Adrenaline Rush book. It is not a very lucrative profession, but it is a noble one. It is an honest one. And unfortunately, it sucks not to be able to see the people who let us know that the job matters most. And that would be our students, right? When you are home, it's really hard to make those personal connections with your students. And for today's teacher appreciation, I just want to talk about some big picture things to help you feel appreciated, to know that if you haven't heard from anybody today, if you live by yourself, if you live with your own children or your own family and you haven't been told as an educator, you are appreciated. The work that you do matters. I'm proud of you. Not that I need to pat you on the back, but sometimes it feels good to hear that. You know, in my own health, my own mental, just adjustment of this, you know, whatever this new normal is, showing up for my own mental health counselor when they say, hey, if nothing else, no one else told you this today, I'm proud of you. Like, it helps to hear that, right? It's like a mom or a dad or a brother or a sister, an aunt or an uncle, grandma or grandpa. Hey, that a boy. Keep it up. It helps to know that good people are on your side. And I think that as educators, it's so hard because a big part about our job, someone told me early, you're going to spend 90% of your day with the kids, and that'll be the best part of your day. You're going to spend 10% of your day with the adults, and that's going to be the hardest part of your day. Because the adults want to tell you how everything's supposed to go, right? They want to tell you all things you're doing wrong. But when you're with your kids, you're in the zone, man. You're on stage, you're, you know, in the moment, you're in the game, whatever your metaphor is, and it feels like you're alive. It's like a duck to water. And now away from that, it's really demoralizing, or it can be, as an educator, to look at it and say, what am I doing? Like, why am I doing any of this? This whole teaching thing, right? I don't see my students every day. I don't give them the fist bumps or the high fives or the pats on the back. I don't, you know, see them get accepted to their colleges or learn for the first time how to, you know, master this concept or this content. And you start to doubt yourself. You start to get into that sort of spiral to say, hey, what am I doing here? Like, if your life is like mine, I wake up whenever I want to wake up. If you don't have kids, you wake up. You maybe talk to your spouse for a bit, and then you log onto a computer, and you just spend like 6 hours just staring at a screen, basically replying to emails or taking a Zoom call or two. And if your numbers are like everyone else's numbers nationwide, because we don't want to have the synchronized learning where everyone learns at the same time, and there's a lot of wisdom in that too, you don't replicate that idea of a class together. So you don't see 20, 30 smiling faces there staring back at you all at once. If you're lucky, during your online office hours, which are voluntary, you might see one kid, maybe three. And that sucks. That's really, really hard. Because you don't want to do that thing that is equivalent to bad teaching, where you're like, all right, all students must show up at 10:47 a.m. for a mandatory call. And then at 10:47, you go around popcorn reading style, and student one, student two, student three all have to read in sequence. Not only is that bad because it gobbles up all of their data, it forces them to show up at a time all at once, and we don't know what our students' home lives look like, so that's really not fair, especially with other brothers and sisters and things that are just distracting you at their time. Likewise, if your own children, right? Like, I don't know, you haven't been called Mr. or Mrs. or Ms. whatever it is, probably for weeks, which is weird, because in school, everyone calls me Mr. Meehan. At home, I'm just John. It's different. And so at a certain part, you stop believing in yourself. Believe it or not, there's a lot of psychology behind that. Of all people, Karl Marx has what he calls the worker identity theory. And what he says is the thing that you do for a living, you come to see yourself as. So if you're an educator, this is one reason why professional development typically suck. When I come in as a person who's leading PD, I'm like, hey there, educators, fellow educators, I'm going to educate you on how to be better educators. Immediately, there's raised eyebrows and a bit of bristling because, you know, you do the teaching thing all day. So when someone comes in and tells you how to teach, you're like, nah, I don't think so. If you're a welder, if you're a plumber, if you're a, you know, a bricklayer or a mason, right? You do that thing all day. Someone comes in and says, here's how to do it better. You have every right to sit there and just bristle to it because you're like, no, I'm doing my own thing, thanks. I've been doing this for a long time. Unfortunately, as an educator, in the past 6 weeks, 8 weeks, maybe you're doing more not teaching than teaching. Maybe it's yard work. Maybe it's housework. Maybe it's taking care of your own kids. Maybe it's just being like a super parent while your kids are trying to get learning done in the background. Or maybe you're trying to be a super spouse, or maybe you're trying to be a super son, or a super husband, or super wife, or Lord knows. I mean, like, there's any combination of not involving teaching when we're at home for the day. In the middle of a podcast, you're ready to go, and suddenly your dog looks like it's about to throw up, and you're like, uh-oh, I gotta stop whatever I'm doing and do that. Or you're taking the Zoom call, and just like that, one of your kids is about to, you know, play, you know, a video game, and there's a fight in the other room, you have to run in and break that up. So as a teacher, to not be seen as a teacher, not be working as a teacher, it's that, you know, bit from White Christmas. What do you do with a general when he stops being a general? We're not in the classroom. We're not in our zone. We're not in our game. And so it feels at a certain point like maybe we've lost our purpose. For some of us, if you're like me, after 4, 5, 6 weeks of around the house, you start to get a little stir crazy, right? You're looking around like, okay, what kind of fun hobbies? What kind of exercise? What sort of things can I do to invest in myself? Because this teaching gig, I did not sign up for, wake up whenever I want to, check my email, see that there are no emails, and then stare at my phone for 6 hours. That doesn't feel like learning. That doesn't feel like fun. That doesn't feel like why you got into this teaching job. I go back to that earlier point. You know, teaching is a honest profession. It's a noble profession. But nothing feels particularly noble or honest when I'm logging in, getting a paycheck, nobody shows up for my class meetings, no one shows up for my lesson plans, and, you know, basically everyone gets an A because this traditional grading, you know, we can't be punishing kids for grading in times of a crisis. So as an educator, you start to doubt yourself. And in this Teacher Appreciation Week, maybe more than any that have ever come in my own teaching career, and I've been, you know, at this teaching and coaching now for 10 years, what I would say is it feels good to get that little bit of a seen by your students or seen by your admin or seen by your peers, that pat on the back, that punch in the shoulder, that moment where you're like, hey, this is dopey, I know, but it's a gift card for Starbucks. Just let you know we're thinking of you. Or, hey, free lunch in the faculty lounge today. Or the announcement over the loudspeaker. Teachers, just want to say we appreciate you today. And, you know, like, whatever those small things are to keep it lively and to keep it, you know, up. So like I said, I don't know who needs to hear this, but you are appreciated. And the work that we're doing matters. And rather than just being in platitudes and dump that on you, I want to give some examples and some strategies this week on ways to feel appreciated, ways to invest in yourself, ways to be the best version of you. And you remember that you still are a teacher, but you also have a lot of different elements to you that can keep you strong, keep you sustained, and keep you supported, even in this time when you might not be getting that one-on-one attaboys from your admin, from your students. I think a big part of teaching is certainly that human connection. And absent that human connection, how can you still remember the things that make you excited to be you, to be a teacher? So we'll talk about those in more detail this week. But some practical things first. If you're an educator and it's Teacher Appreciation Week and you're listening to this, stop whatever you're doing and send a text message right now. not a bulk message, but a text message individually to three of your very best friends in the building. Hey, Bob, this is Dopey, but I just want to say, it's Teacher Appreciation Week, man. I want to get a beer with you next time. Or maybe let's do a Zoom happy hour where the two of us can get together and just talk about life. You know, I hope you're well. Send. Or hey, Julie, I just want to say, when you gave me those lesson plans earlier this month, it really bailed me out. You're a great colleague. You're a great friend. Have a great Teacher Appreciation Week. Hope you and the kids are doing a great job. You know, whatever your messaging is, whatever your style is, stop sending that message to three people right now. I think you would be amazed at that ripple effect of saying to another teacher that they are appreciated, how much that makes you feel appreciated too, because you remember that that's a big part of your life. Even if you don't see these people every day anymore, right? I think that's huge, and really, really powerful to help us feel connected and help us feel like the work that we're doing is still part of a larger purpose than just logging into a faceless internet so we can do that. Likewise, if you have any other educators in your own family, you know, moms, dads, aunts, and uncles, give them a call. FaceTime. Just like, hey, just want to say that you were one of the first teachers I ever had, and I love you. Like, and take 5 minutes and tell them as much. My mom's an educator. You know, I was raised in a family where having a mom who was a teacher was part of the deal. And it was really awkward when she was a substitute teacher in our building as she was working through her practicum. Like, crazy to be like there in high school health class and there's, or your middle school health class, and oop, there's your mom. Like, oh man, I hope we don't have that class today, right? But reach out. I don't know. Reach out to your folks if your folks are still around. Give them a shout and say, hey, educators are appreciated in this week. And for what it's worth, moms, dads, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, we appreciate you. You have been an educator to me, even if it wasn't in the classroom. And I appreciate you and I love you. You know, that enthusiasm I often say is infectious. And that attitude of gratitude is a great way to let you feel connected to a larger purpose in yourself. So considering those things, and if you're part of a school that has a professional development team or a admin team, maybe shooting an email to that PD team or the admin team with any ideas that you might have on ways to feel supported or strengthened, that you might be able to give an attaboy or an attagirl to other people. I know that every week our school does a Thursday newsletter. They call it the Thursday Thoughts. And we have a Google form in there that's embedded that if teachers want to, they can send a shout out to, you know, a colleague. Hey, shout out to Bill, because what he did in his classes was really good. Here's a great example of student-centered classroom, and here's a link to that awesome thing that he did using Flipgrid. Or shout out to Courtney. The way that she teaches Shakespeare is really unrivaled. If you have a chance here, here's a short video of what her kids were doing. It'll knock your socks off. Things like that. Those Thursday thoughts, people now tune in and look forward to, I wonder who's going to get a shout out this week. 2 and 3 and 4 and 5 teachers a week. Just being singled out in positive ways for great stuff that they're doing. No reason why you couldn't do that online as well, whether that's through Twitter or like a Canvas or a S'more or a Google's Doc. Just a simple newsletter to let people know, hey, I see you, I hear you, I appreciate you. And here's the exact reason why. Not just, I love you because I love you, but specifically, here's what you do that sets you apart and makes you special and makes me just really honored to be there with you. And again, putting a simple Google form that people could then say, do you have a shout out? Click here and submit it. Your admin team can then review and push that out. You can be more ambitious, and this is what our school does every year. It's now, I think, been 4 years we've set it up. We set up a Google form, and we pushed out to the students, and the teachers don't know about it. And then they all have the chance to vote or send an their own shout-outs for their teachers. And they, you know, it's a drop-down menu. Your name, the name of the teacher you want to give a shout-out to, what grade are you in, do you want your name attached to this, and why does this person deserve a shout-out? And we have hundreds of these go out each year, where every teacher under the sun from the, you know, from the school nurses with School Nurse Appreciation Week this week, to the counselors, to the teachers, just getting all these, you know, shout-outs coming into a big old spreadsheet, and then the admin team or the PD team, you know, my team, we then take those, cut and paste, you know, every day, the latest updates of, here's the next 50, here's the next 50, here's 50 more, here's 50 more, here's 50 more, pushing out again and again and again and again, trying to mix it up so that every teacher gets some love, but as more and more teachers get more and more compliments, it starts to build that rising tide where we're like, hey, it feels so heartwarming to just spend an hour and read all the great things that other teachers are being appreciated for too. As an educator, that inspires me to want to do better. And at the same time, to see that there are students who love teachers who I might not personally get along with really does help me like check myself and check my privilege and say, wow, I wonder if there's something about this person that I need to learn more from. Because I imagine that there's something about them that is great in their classrooms. And the people who know them the best, their kids, still see it. So I encourage you to use these as different ways to kind of get engaged through the Teacher Appreciation Week. I hope you find this safe and helpful. And like I said, if no one else has told you today, I'm going to tell you, you are appreciated. The work you're doing matters. If you are putting in time on your own time to think about PD, to think about teaching, to think about pedagogy, to think about your students, to think about getting better, you absolutely deserve to be appreciated. So bully for you. I totally am on board to say it. And if you want to hear more of it, let's talk on Twitter. I'll talk to you all night long. God bless you. Stay safe. Stay healthy. Stay appreciated. And this week we'll have a whole bunch of examples of ways to do that. Invest in yourself, to spend the time in yourself. And we'll be back at it with another episode tomorrow. Thanks again.